Bruchim Haboyim B'Shem Hashem, the last Parsha Sheh of the year. And we are now just 3 days, less than 72 hours away from Yomim HaNehiroyim, Rosh Hashanah HaBo'aleinu L'Toiva Tovshin Pei Dalad Emirtzeh Hashem. And we would like Be'ezus Hashem to look a little bit at the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, to see how it applies to all of us in a very real and practical way. We know, Chazal tell us, that the prime Avodah on Yomim HaNehiroyim is to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to coronate the king, to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech. And we say this repeatedly in davening. We talk about Avinu Malkeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our king. We have all the psukim of Malchius to repeatedly declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our melech. One of the piyutim we say in davening is Onu Avodecha Va'ata Malkeinu. We are your servants or your subjects, and you are the king. That's clearly the Avodah Sayyid. And this is something that we need to examine, because albeit that every single year we approach this Avodah, but we need to understand the Avodah. What does that mean to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, whether or not I crown him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Malchei Amlochim. He surely doesn't need us to be Mamlich him, to coronate the king. He's the king anyway. It must therefore be that whilst we are being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not, as it were, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose, it's for our purpose. And this is what we'd like to discuss today. How is it, and what am I supposed to be doing on Rosh Hashanah to coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, and myself, in turn, as the Eved? That's the dual Avodah. It's two halves of one coin. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes the Melech, I become the Eved. What does that mean in practical terms? Now, I don't know if any of you have ever been, for example, to Buckingham Palace in London. I've been there, but I've never been inside. But I can say with confidence that the palace must be spectacular inside. Very luxurious. How do I know? I've never stepped foot inside. The answer is because I've been near to the palace. And if you stand outside the gates and you see the magnificent forecourt and the changing of the guards and the soldiers, then if you look at the introduction to the palace, that surely gives you an inkling of what it must be like inside the palace. I don't have changing of the guard outside my apartment here in Beit Shemesh. I don't have a forecourt of that size. My apartment doesn't justify an introduction like that. So if the palace does, then clearly it must indeed be very impressive inside. We're about to enter the palace. If we're going to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're about to enter the palace. And if we're about to enter the palace, we get a pretty good idea of what the palace must look like inside, if we only look at the forecourt to this palace. And the forecourt, the introduction to this palace, is of course Chodesh Elul. So if we want to know what Chodesh Tishri ought to look like, then clearly we must study first Chodesh Elul. By studying the forecourt, we get a pretty good idea of what it must be behind the gate inside the palace. We have discussed in previous shiurim that obviously the dominant theme in Chodesh Elul, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Bach, right in the beginning of Hilchas Yomim Nehiroyim, writes very beautiful words, and he says, Elul launches this period of Arboim Yemei Rotzein, where tshuva is more easily accepted, lihiyos korov El Doidoi B'tshuva, to come close to our Doid, our beloved one, Va'oz Doidoi Koroiv L'kabel Tshuvasoi. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us. We are close to Him, He is close to us. That is the dominant theme of Chodesh Elul, that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kirvas Elohim, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. That's what it's all about. So you might remember, we discussed last time, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that has to be achieved. It's not just you step into Elul and you are close. There must be an avoida, which is easier in Elul, to indeed become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What does that mean to be Dovuk El HaKadosh Baruch Hu? As ever, if you study the halacha of a particular subject, you will always understand the pnimius, what it is, the essence of that particular subject. So we look at Elul, and we know that we've been saying every single day, twice a day, L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'yishi. And you might remember we mentioned in the previous shir that although there are many hints and ramozim, that's true, but al derech ha-pshat, if you look carefully at the perek of L'dovid Hashem Oiri V'yishi, you will see that the recurring theme is all about Dveikus Bashem. The Malbim absolutely spells it out. And he says, B'mizmoir hazeh, if you look in this Mizmoir, which is the 27th parak of Tehillim, you will see that it's all about Dveikus Bashem. Dveikus Bashem. And that's why, notwithstanding the various hints and ramozim, but al derech hapshat, if in Elul it's all about kirva, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's of course appropriate to daven and mention this perek every single day, which is indeed all about closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is it? What does that mean, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So once again, you might remember, we spoke about the essence of Emunah and Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Habakkuk HaNavi summarized all of the Torah into one line and he said, Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Why is that a synopsis, as it were, of Kol HaTorah Kula? Because the Torah is what brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's summarized by Emunah, because that's precisely what Emunah is. Emunah, we've also discussed on many different occasions, as the Chazon Ish explains to us, Emunah and Bitochen does not mean I firmly believe that everything will work out just fine the way I would like it. That's not what Emunah and Bitochen is. Emunah and Bitochen is to feel that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in the perfectly safe and loving embrace of Avinu Malkeinu. The Vilna Goyen, who was once asked, could you please define for us, what does it mean, Emunah in Bitochen? And he said, I don't need to define it, because David HaMelech has already done the job. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, describes so beautifully, Kegomul Alei Imoi, the baby in the hands of the mother. And that reminds us, we've also mentioned this in the past, the beautiful moshel, as it were, of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, who said, if you ask somebody, where is the baby? The answer is not, the baby's in the park, the baby's in the makolet, the baby's in the store, the baby's... Where's the baby? The baby is in the hands of the mother. That's where the baby is. Could well be that the mother geographically moves location. The baby has not changed its place. Its place is firmly ensconced in the hands of its mother. That, says the Vilna Goyen, is what David HaMelech taught us. That's what Emunah in Bitochen is all about. That's why Emunah is all about Dveikus Bashem. I feel attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attached to me, cares about me, is interested only in my good. And as the Chazon Ish writes, Ein mikre bo'olam. That's what Emunah and Bitochen always means. Emunah and Bitochen does not mean that things will work out exactly the way I would like, and I firmly believe that that will happen. No, I believe that I'm in the loving embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything that happens to me is scripted, ordained, and for my best. That's what Emunah in Bitochen is. And that's therefore why Emunah is the essence of Dveikus Bashem. I feel attached. The baby feels firmly attached to the mother, not just in a physical sense, but in an emotional sense, in a spiritual sense, attached to the mother. I'm one with the parent. The parent wants only good for me. There must be a plan. That is the essence of Emunah. And that's why in the Perek of Ladovid, Hashem Oiri Veyishi, we see again and again, that is the recurring theme. Mimi Iro, says David HaMelech. Mimi Efchon, I'm not scared of anybody, I'm in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The baby never feels insecure. That baby may well undergo difficulties. Nobody guaranteed the baby an easy life. Sometimes the baby's in pain, sometimes he's unwell, sometimes he's hungry. But he's in the safe hands of the parent, of the mother, nothing to be afraid of. Mimi Iro. Vashem Yasfeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather me in. Kave El Hashem, all you have to do is hope and believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazak v'yameitz libecho v'kave El Hashem. That is the theme throughout this parak of Ladovid Hashem Oiri V'yishi. Why is that? As we just explained. Because Elul is all about closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah is the essence of being Dovuk and Korov El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you would naturally expect which Perek of Tehillim is the most appropriate for Chodesh Elul. Clearly, the Perek that talks about Emunah B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means to be Dovuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have mentioned, I believe on many occasions, that the Meshech Chochma famously writes in Parshas Ekev on the words Uboi Sidbok. There is a mitzvah to be dovok, to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mitzvah require? Says the Meshech Chochma, Ledaiti, in my opinion, do you know what that means, Uboi Sidbok? Ze Inyan Habitochin. So everything we've just been discussing is there, encapsulated in three words in the Meshech Chochma. Uboi Sidbok. How does one become Dovuk El HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By Bitochin. But he carries on the Meshech Chochma. And the Meshech Chochma says, just like, imagine somebody's father is in fact the king. Ovinu Malkeinu. He's in the best possible position. All my needs will be taken care of. My father is not only my father, he's also the king. This is therefore, when we talk about being Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah, and we asked, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need us to coronate him? Surely he's the Melech, whether we do or don't coronate him. And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it, we need it. To be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to consolidate that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed Ovinu Malkeinu, and I have Emunah and Bitochen that everything that happens to me is for the absolute best. Whether I understand it or I don't understand it, whether it's painful or not painful, whether I would have scripted it otherwise or not, I have Emunah and Bitochen. And that's obviously why the introduction to Yomim Noiroim is in fact Elul. And the essence of Elul is Dveikus Bashem, and it's all about Emunah and Bitochin. So when we look forward now to Yomim HaNoiroim and Rosh Hashanah, we study the forecourt, the introduction, and that gives us an idea what must be behind the fence. Behind the fence, inside the palace, you're right there with the Melech. Dovuk to the Melech. That's our avoida of Yom HaNoiroim. To be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ovinu Malkeinu. And the job of the king is to take care of every single one of his subjects. And he has a plan. And sometimes members of his melucha may not understand the derech of the melech. I would have done it perhaps differently. But the melech has a plan. He knows what's best. He has the general interests of his entire kingdom at heart. That's what it means to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember that on one occasion I asked somebody after Rosh Hashanah, I said, tell me, how was your Rosh Hashanah? And he said, it was very mixed. I said, what do you mean it was mixed? He said, it started off great, but it tailed off and ended up very disappointing. I said, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell you. I went to shul, and davening there was very inspiring. The davening, the tkiya shofar, and Baruch Hashem, I felt so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That dveikus, that ani l'doidi l'doidi li, I felt in such an intense way. I said, wonderful, so what went wrong? He said, it was all great until I came home. I came home after davening, after musaf, on such a high, such a kirvas elokim. I opened my front door, and what do I see in front of my eyes? Rosh Hashanah afternoon, there I am, sailing in the clouds, and my kids are having a spaghetti fight. What a bump. What a heavy landing. And I said to him, what a shame. That is Malchus. That is Malchus. Malchus to feel that I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything he sends my way is for my good. I would have scripted it otherwise. What's the difference? We don't script anything. That is Malchus. Had you only stepped foot through the door and realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baroiv Chasto has decided that this year's Avodah on Rosh Hashanah would be to scrape spaghetti off my dining room wall, that would have been Malchus. That is Malchus. That's Emunah U'Bitochin. I declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech and then I want it on my terms. You walk through the door, you see there's a spaghetti fight. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly decided that's in your best interest for this Rosh Hashanah afternoon. Had you only accepted it Ba'ava U'Baratzoin, that would have been Malchus Lamaisa. It was all theoretical till then. So this is therefore the essence of being mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be mamlich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to coronate the king, means that I firmly believe with absolute resolve, I have emuna u'bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I genuinely feel v'Hashem ya'asfeini, kaveh el Hashem. I feel like the baby in the hands of the mother. Sometimes the mother treats the baby in a way that perhaps the baby wouldn't necessarily feel most comfortable with, but the baby knows that's in its best interest. If I have to scrape spaghetti off my dining room wall on Rosh Hashanah afternoon, so be it. That's the gezeira of the melech, and I accept it beratzin. That's malchus, emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another angle, which is really now the other side of the coin. I'd like to read you a line, one line in Reb Tzadok HaKohen. This line is so incredible, so phenomenal, that I feel I have to read out the words to you because you might not believe me otherwise. I'll read you out this line of the Tzidkas HaTzadik, that is Reb Tzadok HaKohen. And he says, Keshem, just as Shetzorich Odom Lahamin Bashem Yisborach. Just as a person has to have emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach tzorich achakach lahamin ba'atzmoy. So too he has to have emuna in himself. An astonishing line in Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Just as a person has to have emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, one has to have emuna in oneself, in one's own ability, in one's own koiches. That is, as far as Reb Tzadok HaKohen is concerned, the other side of the coin of emuna. to have emuna b'shleimus, one has to be ma'amin b'kodesh baruch hu, and one has to be ma'amin in ourselves as well. An incredible line. Many of you, those who live here in Eretz Yisrael or further afield, may be aware that last week our shul ran a building campaign. And the gabbai of our shul about a year ago very meticulously prepared a plan of how much he thought we could raise, asked the members of the community to donate and raise, and he came to the figure of 2.5 million shekel. That would not cover the expenses of the building, but it would get us along our way. We bring in a fundraising company, some of you may well know him, our good friend Rabbi Frol Leitner, and he makes a whole plan, and he says, we're going to make a gala dinner, and you're going to bring in 8 million shekel. I sat with my dear friend Rabbi Frol just 3 weeks ago, and I said to him, Rabbi Frol, I know and I want to lead this campaign. As the Rav of the Kehillah, I feel I have to energize the campaign, I have to lead from the front. Tell me, how much do you think I need to commit myself to raising? And to be perfectly honest, before he answered his answer, I personally thought of a figure of 200,000 or 300,000 shekel. I had no idea how I was going to raise that money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. Rafael looks at me and says, yes, you have to leave from the front, 500,000 shekel. And you've got 2 weeks to raise it, start now. 500,000 shekel? How on earth am I going to raise 500,000 shekel? The next day I called Rafael back and I said, Rafael, listen, 500,000 shekel is impossible, but I have an idea. Maybe I can find somebody else in the Kehillah who's willing to donate and raise 500,000 shekel, and then I'll use his donation as a matcher. So I can approach potential donors and I can say, listen, I've got to commit myself to 500,000, but if you only donate whatever you can donate, it's worth double. So altogether, it'll be 1 million. And Rafael, off the bat, says to me, it's a wonderful idea, but I've got a better idea. Why don't you just yourself commit yourself to raising 1 million shekel? Now you know why he's a professional fundraiser and not me. To cut a long story short, he then added one line and he said, you'll see, by the time the dinner started, you'll have raised 1 million shekel even before the dinner. On the day of the dinner, I was up to about 600,000 shekel. I meet a potential donor. Half an hour before the dinner had begun, I'd come home from Kollel, I switch on my computer, a brief email from this donor put me down for $100,000. I made the maths, I called Rafael, and I said, I've just got to 1 million shekel and it's half an hour before the dinner. He says, great, call up somebody in your Kehillah who's considering donating the Aron HaKodesh for about 700,000 shekel. The Gaboyim have spoken to him, he's humming and hawing, he's not sure. I'm sure if you call him, he'll commit himself. But you know what? He says, I've got an idea. Why don't you tell him that if you commit yourself to 1 million shekel, I'll commit myself to 2 million shekel. To cut a long story short, that's exactly what happened. So from my perceived commitment of 200,000 or 300,000 shekel, I suddenly find myself with a commitment of 500,000, which has gone up to 1 million, which is now standing at 2 million shekel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me Nisim Gluyim on the day of the campaign, which was the Monday. I wake up in the morning, I'm up to 1.3 million shekel. In order to get to my target, I'm hoping and davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send me 700,000 shekel on one day. Quarter of an hour before the end of the campaign, quarter to 11 at night, I'm still 200,000 shekel short, a phone call here, a phone call there. At 10:55 p.m., 5 minutes before the end of the campaign, my number clicked over 2 million shekel. couple of moments later, the campaign of the shul reached the 8 million mark, and I'm happy to tell you it's now holding at 9 million. There were very, very special moments there in our big hub in the tent, and there was dancing, people were in tears. It was Simchas Torah Mamash. But after the dancing, I took the microphone and I said, my dear Kehillah, yes, we have this intense and overriding feeling of Akoras HaToiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who would have thought in 2 weeks HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me 2 million shekel? Who would have thought we'd run a campaign for 8 million when the Gabbai predicted only 2.5? Yes, we have tremendous Akoras HaToiv. But for me, the overriding feeling is not just of Akoras HaToiv. This evening shakes me up. Because if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, can you raise 2 million shekel in 2 weeks? I would have said those scary words. Which scary words? I would have uttered those words that are really the greatest obstacle to any growth in Avodas Hashem. And I would have said, but I can't. I can't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed me that if you only put in all your koichas and you want it enough, actually you can. So yes, we're overwhelmed with Akoras HaToiv, but doesn't this shake us up, I said, 1 week before Yomim HaNiroim? How often do we say to ourselves, of course I know I need to really pull up my socks and daven better and learn better and improve my mitzvahs. Aber ich kann nicht. But I can't. But I can't. That's what it means when Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, you have to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but emunah in yourself. Because sometimes we are, in fact, our greatest obstacle to growth. We like to blame Ploini and Almoini. We have to look inwards and not outwards. How often do we say or we think, but I can't, I can't. I've tried. Every year I try to mischazik in my learning, and my davening, and my chesed, and my middas, and my de- I can't, I can't, I can't. 1997, Tallahassee, Florida. A 63-year-old grandmother is walking down the street and she sees as a young child who's got stuck under a car. She approaches and she sees that in fact it's her own grandchild. She lifted up the car and released the child. And instantly she became a national celebrity across the United States of America. 63-year-old woman lifts up car. Dr. Charles Garfield wrote a book, and it was called Peak Performance. People who have achieved incredible things. He calls her up, he wants to interview her. How did she indeed achieve her peak performance? She refused to speak to him. She didn't want to be interviewed. Why? She said, I'm depressed. Why are you depressed? So she said the following words. If I was able to do this when I didn't think it was possible, what does that say about the rest of my life? Have I wasted it? You would have asked her 5 minutes before that story, can you lift up a car? Surely she would have said, lift up a car? You must be joking. I can't. And all of a sudden she discovered that when you want it enough, because it's saving the life of your grandchild, actually you can. The great Netziv of Volozhin wrote his magnificent work, a 3-volume commentary to the She'iltas, called the Hamek Shelo, his lifetime work. And when he completed it, he made a very big celebration. And he stood up and he said, you might be wondering, why am I making such a big suda? It's true, very exciting to be able to compile this work. And he said, I'll tell you. Because when I was a young child, I wasn't really pulling my weight. I wasn't investing all my koichas into my learning. And I remember hearing my parents speaking. They didn't realize I was listening. And I overheard my mother crying the tears of a Yiddish mama, and she said in Yiddish, Vos geht sein, what's going to be with our Naftali Tzvi Yehuda? We know he has the potential, but he's not putting in his koiches. So what's going to become of him? He's going to be a simple Jew? He's going to become a shoemaker? That's what's going to come of him? I was so moved by my mother's tears, I changed things around. And indeed, I did start putting in my koiches, and Baruch Hashem, I had siyata d'shmaya, and come the day, I've been zoicha now to complete this magnificent work called the Hamek She'ilo. So do you know why I'm making this Suda? Because Acha Me'er Ve'esrim Shona, I may well have come to the Bezdin Sholmalo as a simple Jew, as a shoemaker, and they would have said to me, wonderful shoes, where is your commentary on the Shiltas? Where's the Hamek She'ilo? And I would have said, Hamek what? I can't write a period, I can't write a commentary to them, I'm a simple Jew, I can't. And then they would have showed me the video, not of the life that I lived, but of the life that I could have lived. And they would have shown me clearly that actually I could write the Hamek She'ilo. So why didn't you, they would have asked. So I'm making a Suda today that Baruch Hashem, I'm celebrating, I don't now have to face that question. How often do we convince ourselves, especially at this time of year, I know, I need to improve, I need to be makabel various things, but I can't. My good friend Larry Posen, who is joining us tonight, told me that Rabbi Wallerstein from America came to Rav Shteyman once and he said, I've detected there's a terrible problem back in my city, New York, teenage girls going off the derech. I'd really like to start a whole project, a rehab center. It's going to be very costly. He asked the Rosh Hashiva for a brocha to be able to raise millions of dollars. The Rosh Hashiva said, no, I can't give you a brocha. Why not? I don't know. Who says that's really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? He leaves disappointed. He tries fundraising. It's not going anywhere. He comes back to the Rosh Hashiva and says, Rosh Hashiva, this has to happen. I need this institution to happen. There are girls who are going off the derech, right, left and center. This has to happen. This must happen. The Rosh Hashiva said, Mitz Hashem, you'll have all the funds within a month. He went fundraising. He had all the funds within a month. He asked the Rosh Hashiva, what happened? I asked you twice the same request, and the first time you said, no, you're not sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. I asked you the second time exactly the same request, and all of a sudden, yes, you'll have the money within the month. What changed? Said the Rosh Hashiva, it was not the same request at all, because the first time you said, I'd really like this to happen. The second time you said, I need this to happen. When you feel with every fiber of your being that this must happen, you need this to happen, then indeed you'll get siyata d'shmaya. So I knew you'll have the money shortly. When we approach Yomim Noiroim, and we have that emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we must ask ourselves, do we have emuna in ourselves, however? Do we feel that it would be a nice thing? I would like to improve my davening. I would like to improve my learning, or do I feel that it must happen? Enough is enough. I believe in my koiches. This must happen, this absolutely has to happen. I'm going to put in all my koiches, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ensure and show me that indeed I do have those koiches. Because I didn't believe, perhaps, that I could really raise 2 million shekel and our kehillah could raise 8. But we all put in our koiches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu suddenly showed us that actually we can. Let's just conclude. I know my father's told me on several occasions, I remember hearing it as a young child, when Basio is trying to reach the Teva of Moshe Rabbeinu, so she stretches out her hand, and Rashi says, her hand indeed miraculously stretched and she was able to reach the Teva. And the question obviously is, well, she didn't know Chumash Rashi. She didn't know that her hand would stretch, so what was she trying to do? And the answer is, she was trying to do what she could. That's the way the Kotzke Rebbe explained. She was trying to do what she could do. And the Chovas Alvavas in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh says that if a person puts in his maximum koichos, listen to these incredible words, Ya'azrehu Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him lasois to be able to do Masha Lemalo Miyacholtoi. Not only will he reveal what his koichos are and discover the koichos that he has, he'll actually discover koichos that he doesn't have. And he'll be able to reach heights above and beyond his natural capability. We just read on Shabbos that the mitzvah of tshuva is not far, is not bashamayim. And the Gemara says, because were it to be in shamayim, you'd have to reach there. How do you reach shamayim? And the answer is, because if you only put in your maximum koichos, you'll suddenly discover that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you to places that you could not actually naturally arrive at. And when Rabbeinu Yoino begins the very opening paragraph of Shari Tshuva, and he says, Ki Yazoir Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help those who are chozer b'tshuva, Ka'asher Ein Yad Tivom Maseges. Even though naturally they could not reach those levels of tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them the Siyata Dishmaya. So when we talk about having emunah in ourselves means, number one, recognizing that whenever we say those frightening words, but I can't, just stop and think that maybe that really just means I don't want. Because if I only wanted enough, and I feel that this must happen, I may well discover that actually a 63-year-old woman can lift up a car because she felt it was important enough. A young kehila was able to raise 9 million shekel in 2 days because they felt it was important enough, and they discovered all of a sudden that there were koichas they were perhaps unaware of. Ubayoisa, they get siyata d'shmaya to actually reach heights above and beyond their koichos. And therefore, in conclusion, if our avoida in Rosh Hashanah is to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which as we explained means not just to declare he's the melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that declaration, we need it. To feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu, and if he wants us to scrape spaghetti off the floor and the wall of our dining room in Rosh Hashanah, that's in our best interest. And to feel that my Rosh Hashanah was a disappointment because that's what I have to do, well, that's not Malchus in action. That's just Malchus in theory. Emunah and Bitochin has to be in action. Otherwise it's not real. To be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to firmly declare but also feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Avinu Malkeinu. That loving father, that caring, dedicated king who's only concerned with my best interests. The other side of the coin. Onu Avodecha Va'ato Malkeinu. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, but I am your subject and I believe in myself just like I believe in the Melech. And I'm going to stop saying Tov Shein Pei Dalad that I can't. Because as long as I say that I can't, then indeed I won't be able to. What about the Mira Rosh Hashiva? If ever we needed an example in our generation of somebody who pushed themselves to the maximum and beyond, Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who once asked a wealthy donor, I need you to sign a check for $1 million for the Meir Yeshiva. And he said those frightening words, and he said, Rosh Hashiva, Kenesh, but I can't. And the Rosh Hashiva looked him in the eye and said, I also can't, but I do anyway. And on the spot, he wrote a check for $1 million. He too, Achamea Ve'esrim, might well have had to face the frightening question, where's that check for $1 million that you could have written? And he would have said, but I can't! And they would have showed him the video that actually you can. This is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have emuna in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and as Reb Tzadok HaKohen says, emuna in ourselves as well. That way we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, and we are the Eved. I am the Eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I believe in my own koiches. And I believe that if I put in my maximum, I will discover phenomenal koiches, and I will also discover that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me siyata d'shmaya, to take me to places that I perhaps wouldn't have thought I could get to. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should indeed grant us siyata d'shmaya in these last 2 days of the year. Chof Ches and Chof Tes Elul, Tich Leshono V'Kilu Leiseho, Tochul Shono Birkaiseho, may the new year usher in just brachos and siyata d'shmaya and refuos and parnasa, and we should all be zeicha be'ezes Hashem to feel, not just to say, but to feel like that young baby in the safe, loving embrace of his mother's hands, and appreciate and understand that everything that happens to me is l'toiv, because I have emuna in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and at the same time, I have emuna in myself as well. And I won't so easily just say, but I can't. I'll say, but I can, because I feel it's important enough. And Amir Tzashem will be zoicha to tremendous siyata d'shmaya, to be choyza b'tshuva shlema. We should all be zoicha, Amir Tzashem, to a ksiva v'chasima teiva, and a good gedenshtiyah.